Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
We have Muruti Peter Mutsitela on the line. Muruti, good evening and welcome back to Radio Pulpit.
Good evening, Dr. Moabi, and good evening to the listeners. It's always a great pleasure to be sharing with you and having this moment together. Thank you.
We're continuing on this topic here, with this topic here, honor in relationships.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
as last time, our point of this departure was the scriptural instruction, which is rarely spoken of. And that is 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Yare, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them which are wives, of course, according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. So we find a direct instruction to husbands in the scripture that says, husbands, honor your wives. So I think it is high time that we become familiar with this part of the instruction as well. The Bible doesn't only instruct husbands to love, it also instructs husbands to honor their wives. And we will look at other details in the scripture not the time, but today, and maybe I want to mention something here, and probably we'll talk about it in another interview, is the fact that this verse is even incorrectly read. Many people say women are weaker vessels. But if you are a careful reader, you will hear that this verse doesn't say they are weaker vessels. It actually makes a reference to say, treat them as if you are treating weaker vessels, not that they are weaker vessels. And so we can talk about this another time and see that one of the reasons why God had to give, you know, a wife to a man was, if I'm going to give you help, I must give you help that is strong enough. Not necessarily weaker, but strong enough. And so the scripture doesn't directly say she is weaker. But that's discussion for another time. But we want to appreciate this issue of honor in relationships. But it's not only men or husbands that are instructed to honor. It's also women. And it's everybody instructed. That's why 1 Peter 2:17 then says, honor all men. So there is a balance. It's a two-way thing. We've mentioned the issue of submission is two ways. Love is two ways. Honor is also two ways. And we're looking at honor today. And I want to, you know, touch some of the few elements. You know, that honor here is actually about respect. Then you see that respect is definitely a portion of honor. And it is then, as much as it has been said, men, you know, demand respect. We crave respect. However, we don't even realize that actually it's both ways. It's wanted, it's needed, and it doesn't have to be demanded. It's needed both ways, you know. But it's also beyond, honor will definitely be beyond respect. It includes value, you know. You're going to, when you begin to want to show honor, you want to also express how much you value your partner, your spouse. If you're a man, you want to show your value for your wife. I mean, why would you want to have a wife you don't value? Or why would you want to have a husband you don't value? And then what kind of relationship do you expect to have in marriage when there is no value? If I have no value for you, what kind of a relationship do I have to expect to have? You know, and value includes esteem. You know, I will not have a low self-esteem. If I honor you, I will also have the liberty to even, you know, appreciate to the value that you are, and to even highly esteem you. If you do certain things better than I do, you know, I celebrate. I would enjoy seeing you do better than me in other things, and you will enjoy seeing me do better than you. And there is no more competition because of this whole thing of value. or esteem, actually. And that's what honor becomes to, you know, becomes to be. It's a celebration of one's best or each other's best. So here am I am cooking, you know, a pot of potatoes, and there are, you know, I've just only put salt, you know, and thinking, oh yeah, this is good enough. Then comes their beloved wifey who begins to say, no, you know what, I can make these potatoes even a lot more better. Then she starts putting this and that and that, and all of a sudden, voila, it's even a lot more beautiful, you know, nicer and more delicious. Or either way, sometimes it's husbands who do wonders with their pot. And but at the end of the day, the other one will begin to say, oh, what a professional cook you are, or what an I have a chef in our house, you know. This is esteem, it's honor. You are honoring what they do. You come home, the house is so clean. You honor the hands, you know, you honor the effort. You appreciate, you value the fact that I should never take anything. Now, honor also removes, you know, taking one another for granted. It eliminates that. So I cannot take you for granted. I cannot say, well, you're mine. I've been married with you for so for such and such a year. Yes, of course, these are your duties. But because of honor, there is a continuous sense of celebration, continuous sense of gratitude, and there's compliments coming all the time. You know, esteem also, you know, opens the fountain of compliments that you begin to have, you know, continuous celebration of the relationship, even without occasion. And this is the impact of honor in relationship. And it also includes recognizing and appreciating. And you could see that we are somehow going back to that gratitude. And this is where you see honor becoming a very close relation to gratitude. Wouldn't you be thankful to a person you honor? Definitely, you become, it's a second nature where there is honor to express gratitude, to appreciate what has been done for you, and never to be quiet about it. You always celebrate. And even sometimes you find yourself, because of honor, you want to invite guests to your home. Why? Because you're honoring your wife for what she does with the table, or you're honoring your husband for what he does with the table. You honor each other for skills that you are beginning to see, to realize, I cannot just celebrate alone here. Let me celebrate with others. You want to share, and you know the other person's worth. You appreciate their worth, and there is also room where you begin to also have, you know, a sense of dignity.
You know, it sounds as if there is little to no distinctions between honor and respect, Muruti. And
yes, sir.
The other thing is, if maybe you can break it down for us, give us the day-to-day, you know, examples where we can be able to honor and to feel honored, like more the recipients in Zarona and Jalojang.
Mm-hmm. You know, honor becomes more like your character. It's not more reactive. It's an extension of expressing love. And so the minute you decide, you know what, I love this person, I want to show how I love them, and then you make a decision, I'm going to honor this person. That means sometimes you will initiate actions that will make your spouse, you know, feel honored. You will decide to say, okay, let me, you could do something like, I don't know which simple example can I do, but you do it in the sense that you want to send a very strong message of honor. So, you know, one night you can decide, let's go out on a date. You go out on a date just to enjoy. But the other time you decide, no, I want to take you, you know, to Emperor's Palace, and I want to book for you, you know, to be treated for a great treat. This is no longer just a date. This is now an expression of honor, because comes out, you know, the excellence in the way you are doing things. And this partner of yours feels like, oh wow, they are opening doors for me. And then you don't want this person to do anything. You just want them to just enjoy being treated. You organize, you know, services, room service in your best, you know, king size hotel room. Those could be some of the things you would do. Or in the presence of people. You know, sometimes we get to criticize Baruti Babang when you see them by Nelavaida, Sugumamgan Babon. Sometimes it's a genuine thing. It's coming out of honor. He feels like, you know, it's not enough for him alone.
Because of the support she gives you.
Yeah. Mm. So now, and the minute he presents her before the audience, you know, before he could speak, and it's an act, a very initiative of honor. And immediately, there will be some people who definitely say, wow, she's beautiful. Wow, we appreciate, you know. And those few who are not jealous are going to be instruments of honor. And when she goes back home, she's going to feel, hey, she was honored by the multitude and thanks to this husband. Or he was honored by the multitude. Actually, even Proverbs 31, it talks about the wife who actually causes her husband to be honored in the marketplace. This is your simple examples, that the way she would treat him in the presence of people. In, you know, you would have a wife who is the one who earns in the family. There are the examples I know, you know, who's the one who's earning. But when she comes home, she takes the money, gives it to the husband, and then say, let's go shopping. And then when they go shopping, she would, because of honor, she wants to honor him. She wouldn't say, let me take this. She would say, do you think I should buy this? Do you think I should buy this? And then she would say, okay, I want this. And then can you pay for me, please? But knowing that she's the one who earned the money. But at the shopping center, nobody knows that she earned the money. They see their husband providing for her husband in the presence of everybody. These are examples that I have seen, that I know of, and I can tell you, it sends even a good example to some other, you know, young relationship to say, I want to be like this in a relationship. Mm. I want to be this kind of a wife. And this is what honor is.
Isn't he going to get a better work on the moon? Why is he going to get a ruling la palega macheta molona in the lizardin? Yeah, Baba, I'm going to make you feel it, eh?
You know, and it goes in with your extended families as well. You know, and we will use the wife to husband relation in this case where, you know, there they are visiting relatives, and relatives know that the man is not working or the man is earning less than her. But the attitude of honor makes the whole family respect him regardless of their differences of income. And it doesn't even look like that the husband, you know, doesn't earn and their daughter is the one who's earning. Because of her attitude and behavior towards him, she wouldn't even let them speak anyhow towards him or about him. And that is what we're looking at when it comes to honor.
Yeah, and about they know that they can take advantage of the situation. This guy has said, but it is the daughter or the son that needs to actually make things right, to call them to order to say, not with my wife, not with my husband. Because not only when the husband is not working, but also when the wife is not working.
Yeah. And I think also on the case of the husband, even if the husband, I mean, it will be taken as not normal that the husband must be the one providing their family, whatever. But when he's with relatives, he would not let just about anybody speak as they wish. He would even make sure that they would either call her not by first name, but probably by saying something like, no, ke ausi moena or ke mangwane moena. You know, he would insist in his family that they would make expressions of honor towards his wife. And that's what honor is. And that's how he honors her. When they go back home in their own private space, she will feel that even his own parents, you know, are careful as to how to treat her because of the way he honors her, you know, the way he sends out his value for her towards them, you know, the way he presents. And there's another element of honor there where he would hide. They would not even know her weaknesses. He would never mention the wrongs that she has done. It's honor. It's not pretense, but it's protection, but it's coming out of the fact that, no, I want them to only have an honorable knowledge of my wife. And that would be also the same thing with the wife on the other hand. And this is how relationships are being built, by this element called honor. And you then see that, on the other hand, respect comes as more of a response. You know, I would command you would do as an expression of, I am respecting what you are saying. Because sometimes you might be saying, please, I'm so busy, and then I might not be liking washing the car, but I will wash it out of respect. But out of honor, I would be glad to wash it. Out of honor, I would not even, have a difference towards what you are asking me. I would always say to myself, your wish is my command. If I would find out what is it that you would like me to do, I would be like as if I've been waiting to do that. So you can see the differences. Respect is quite often becoming when you know that, look, okay, I don't like cooking, Mara, we have no choice. I am requested to cook, and one, two reasons, I'll just do it, but I don't like it. But honor makes you even appreciate doing what you thought you don't like to do, because of you see the opportunity of expressing what is inside of you, and as a voluntary expression, which contains respect also within itself.
I'm sorry to interject here and then, Muruti, but I feel like now that has been raised, the issue of honor. So as you speak now, there is another verse in the Bible. Actually, it's a commandment where it talks about honor, and this time your parents, Muruti. We'll go back to the issue of relationship. I know that that also falls under relationships and all that. Honor your father and your mother. What does that really mean, Muruti? And how can we honor, how can we, our children honor us, and how can we honor our parents? Lest I forget, I just felt like I need to ask this before I forget it.
Yeah. Honor in that scripture, the Hebraic word is kavod, meaning actually place glory on them. And that means you should be initiative, and you should crave to make them shine. You don't have to wait for them to be instructing you. Honoring your father and your mother goes before obedience. It's before they could ask you to do the dishes, you decided to do something for them, which they didn't ask, but you had an idea, and it's connected to knowing their heart. And most definitely in all relationships, honor works like that anyway, where you see, I know that, okay, they like 1, 2, 3. Let me quickly do it before they even think of it, or before they would even ask. When you have done something like that, so let's say, for example, your father is sitting there and he's just thinking, hey, I think I need to drink to drink some water. And there you are. You've gone ahead of him before he even could mention it. You're giving him water. He would begin to feel blessed. You wanted to bless him. That's what honor is. You kavod, you place glory. You cause them to shine. You cause them to be, to be pleasant in their heart. That's what honor your father and your father and your mother means, actually. It means that you seek to please their heart. You seek to make sure that their heart are always a pleasure with you. And that's in advance, before there could be a command that comes out of their mouth. Because when they command you to clean the house, you will do it without grudging, because you are doing it as an act of honor towards them. And this is a relationship that becomes sweet between us children and our parents, or parents and their children. And this is how honor your father and your mother implies or means. This is, and it's the same as even in marriages, in relationships, that what honor is about pleasing the heart, and seeking to do so. And I could use the word craving, to want to see them happy.
All right, Muruti, thank you very much for clarifying that one and for helping us to understand this aspect of honor. There are so many things that we need to learn and to practice in order to make our relationships to work and stuff like that. Unfortunately, Muruti, time won't allow us to continue with this. But I know maybe next week, at the most high willing, we can continue with it again. But before we love and leave you, can you please give them your contact details?
Thank you very much. My contact details is my cell number 076-336-0893. 076-336-0893. It is also my WhatsApp number. Thank you. And good evening to the listeners.
Rale ba Muruti le kamoso.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.